Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
Alright, so today we are looking at our fun facts, and actually it's about things that you cannot stand.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of things are things that you can't stand, Tiffany?
One thing I cannot stand is when people eat with their mouth open. I don't like that noise.
Right.
I don't like the look.
When you see their food inside their mouth. Mm-mm. Right. Okay, well, I can't stand when I'm walking on a sidewalk and someone is walking in front of me and then they stop. And then I walk into them, or maybe people are walking very slow and I can't get past them because I always walk really fast. Uh-huh. And people sometimes just don't pay attention when they're walking, and that really bugs me.
Actually, I think I have a lot more, but that's actually one of the ones I have as well, because I'm always in a rush and I'm like, yeah, so I have a lot of, we call these like pet peeves,
yes.
So things, pet peeves are things that maybe you cannot really stand, and
they're just hard to deal with. All right, now we're talking all about these pet peeves or things, something that people can't stand in our article today, and we're about to get started on that now.
Reading. Fun facts. Those among us who are ticklish know how annoying it is when someone reaches for our armpit. Yet why can't we tickle ourselves? A. Because we're not sure how to. B. Because our brain knows what we're trying to do. C. Because it's the same as scratching. You should be tickled pink if you chose B. We know when we're trying to tickle ourselves, so it doesn't work. Our brain knows what we're doing, and it also controls our reaction to ticklish feelings. When someone else tries, though, we laugh because we don't know what they'll do. There are two kinds of ticklish sensations. One kind of tickling doesn't make us laugh, but gives us goosebumps instead. This ticklish feeling, which is in response to a light touch on the skin, can protect us from dangerous insects or animals. On the other hand, the deep, laughing type of tickling only happens in humans, apes, and possibly rats. However, scientists are not sure why we experience this type of tickling.
Alright, so our second fun fact article for this month starts by saying, those among us who are ticklish know how annoying it is when someone reaches for our armpit. Now, we saw the adjective ticklish here, which is spelled T-I-C-K-L-I-S-H. Ticklish. Now, ticklish describes a person who laughs when someone tickles them. Now, we're going to learn a little bit more about the verb tickle in a few moments, but I'll just give you a little example. All right. So now, for example, we could say Kevin's girlfriend is ticklish, so she often jumps when he touches her arm lightly, just like Tiffany just did.
Yes, I'm actually really ticklish. And then for some people, they see it's very annoying. Okay, so annoying is spelled A-N-N-O-Y-I-N-G. It's an adjective, and it means something that is a little bit bothersome, like irritating. For example, if your younger brother or sister keeps touching you again and again and again and again, you might think that they're annoying.
Now, I have a little sister, and so I can remember sometimes that were very annoying when I was young. Lots of poking, lots of repeating what I say over and over and over again. It just makes you, it makes you angry sometimes. Now, we also saw the phrase reach for something, which means to move your hand towards something that you are trying to get or pick up. Okay, so now it could be your hand. Sometimes people reach with their foot if something's on the ground. They're just trying to get this thing closer to them. Right. Now, for example, we might say the boy reached for the last cookie, but his sister pushed him away.
What an annoying sister.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good chance for you to use that word.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we mentioned that people feel ticklish
mm-hmm.
when people reach for their armpit.
Uh-huh.
So the armpit is this area.
It's actually right here.
Mm-hmm. And it's spelled A-R-M-P-I-T mm-hmm. together as one word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the part of your body that is under your arm
mm-hmm.
where your arm meets your shoulder.
Right.
Okay. So the little girl put her hands in her armpits because she was trying to act like a monkey. I didn't.
Yep. All right. Now the article continues to say, yet why can't we tickle ourselves?
Yeah, I feel fine when I tickle
myself.
Yeah,
me too. All right, now here we're looking at the verb tickle, which is spelled T-I-C-K-L-E, tickle. Remember, the adjective is ticklish. So to tickle means to touch someone and make them giggle or laugh, because that area of the body is sensitive. Now, for example, the feathers touched my nose and tickled me.
Mm.
Maybe they even made you sneeze. Achoo!
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that is kind of a little bit annoying
mm-hmm.
when people try to tickle you in places you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't we touch ourselves and tickle ourselves? Well,
mm-hmm.
maybe let's try to guess.
And
okay. Let's take a look at some of our choices.
Okay.
For example, it could be A, because we're not sure how to. So we don't know how to tickle ourselves.
Okay. Well, option B says, because our brain knows what we're trying to do.
Mm.
All right. Now, brain is a noun. It's spelled B-R-A-I-N, brain. And it's the organ in our heads. It is like the computer of our bodies. It tells us to breathe, to blink, take in information, and much, much more. How to move, what to do in certain situations. Now, for example, we could say, scientists have been studying the human brain for years, but they still don't know much about it. It's a hard thing to understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be choice C,
mm-hmm.
because it's the same as scratching. So
yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
It's
yeah.
comfortable for me.
All right. So I think it's answer C, but let's take a look at the article. It says, you should be tickled pink if you chose B.
Oh,
I was wrong.
No,
no. All right. Well, we did see a phrase in there, be tickled pink. We're going to take a quick break for our shortcut for you to learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Are you going on a date or something?
No. Why do you ask?
It seems like you're getting ready for something.
No, I'm actually staying home tonight.
Well, are you going to look at yourself in the mirror all night?
Probably not. Hey, do you like my new haircut?
Sure, it looks good. You seem to be tickled pink with it, though.
What? You think my hair is pink? Does it look pink?
Relax, your hair is the normal color. To be tickled pink means somebody is very pleased with or excited by something.
Ah, so be tickled pink means 非常开心.
Yes, that's right. Now, can you put that mirror away?
Not quite yet. Now, imagine what my hair would look like if it was pink.
Fine. Just let me know when you're finished and we can go get dinner.
Okay.
All right. So we learned just a while ago
mm-hmm.
that be tickled pink means to be very pleased or entertained by something.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could say, I'm tickled pink by the cute gift you got for me for my birthday. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Now let's continue on with looking at our answer, which was B. The article says, we know when we're trying to tickle ourselves, so it doesn't work. So our brain is telling us that our hands are trying to tickle us, so it's not going to work.
So next in the article, it says, our brain knows what we're doing, and it also controls our reaction to ticklish feelings.
So maybe it only works if it's a surprise.
I think so.
Okay.
I think our brain is very smart. It's trying to protect you from being tickled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we saw the word here, control.
Okay.
C-O-N-T-R-O-L. It's a verb, and it means to have the power over something.
Okay.
For example, our brains have the power to tell us to talk, mm-hmm. blink, breathe, and much more.
Okay, so yes. Our brain controls everything in our body.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Even things that we don't even know that we're doing, like breathing.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural for us to breathe because our brain is telling us to, hey,
you gotta take this in. Yeah.
All right, so for example, we can say, child used the remote to control his toy car.
Ah, so the car is driving, but the boy is making it drive. Okay. Now, we also saw the noun reaction. The brain is controlling our reactions, which is spelled R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N, reaction. And a reaction is something you feel or do because of something else that has just happened. So if I tickle Tiffany, her reaction might be to laugh. Mm-hmm. Now, another example could be, I can't believe Joan's reaction to the news. I didn't expect her to be so angry.
Oops.
So here, Joan got some news, and then she became angry. That's her reaction.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
The article then says, when someone else tries so, we laugh because we don't know what they'll do. So I think you're right. Like, when you tickle someone, it really has to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So the reaction you get is, oh my gosh,
what's happening? Right.
You don't know what's happening.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, let's learn a little bit more about this tickling. The article says there are two kinds of ticklish sensations. I said the word wrong. Now, sensation is pretty long. It's spelled S-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N. Sensation is a noun, and it's a particular feeling or effect your body feels. So it relates to your five senses, mm-hmm. as well as like seeing and tasting and hearing, smelling and touching. So if you smell something delicious, you're getting a nice sensation in your nose. Now, for example, our bodies only recognize the sensation of heat after a few seconds. So don't touch the hot stove or you'll burn yourself.
Yes.
Very important lesson.
I think we learned this as well when we were really young. You know, when you're younger, you're very curious. You
want to touch stuff.
Everything, and then when you're older, you know that.
You don't do that anymore.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, the article then continues to say, one kind of tickly doesn't make us laugh, but it gives us goosebumps instead.
Goosebumps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So goosebumps, they're two different, it's separated into two different words. You spell it as goose, G-O-O-S-E, and then bumps, B-U-M-P-S.
Right.
It's spots that stand up on your skin when you're cold or frightened.
Oh,
so it's basically your hair.
Right. Your hair is trying to stand up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, we can also say, what a scary movie. The last part gave me goosebumps.
All right. Now, it says more about this ticklish feeling. It says, this ticklish feeling, which is in response to a light touch on the skin, can protect us from dangerous insects or animals. So maybe if there's like a dangerous insect crawling on your skin, it'll make you feel ticklish.
Yeah.
And your body stands up to protect you. Your hair stands up. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we saw the phrase in response to something, which is used to say how a person or thing reacted to something else. For example, the dog barked loudly in response to the doorbell ringing.
Mm-hmm.
So first the doorbell rings, ding dong, and then the dog barks, woof, 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 woof.
Maybe the dog is trying to protect the owner.
Protect the owner, right.
Yeah, so that's also a word that we're going to look at right now.
Mm-hmm.
We see the word protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T. It's a verb and it means to keep someone or something from being hurt.
Okay.
For example, you should wear a helmet when you are riding a bike to protect yourself.
Ah, you want to protect that brain because remember, it controls your body.
Yes.
So, always wear a helmet if you're riding a bike or a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also saw the word insect, which is spelled I-N-S-E-C-T, insect. Now, an insect is a small animal that has six legs and often has wings, but not always, often. Now, we know lots of different insects. There's cockroaches, there's bees, all right? So these kind of things, we also call them bugs or bug.
Easier.
Yes. Yeah, which is easier. Now, for example, we could say Kara is interested in insects, so she doesn't run away when she sees a bee flying toward her. I always do.
I'm always running away from anything that flies.
Yeah.
Okay, next in the article it says, on the other hand, the deep laughing type of tickling only happens in humans, apes, and possibly rats.
Hmm.
That's really interesting.
Interesting.
I didn't know that rats could probably even laugh as well.
Be ticklish. That is really interesting. Now, it makes sense for apes because we're like apes. We're very similar. We kind of evolved from them over millions of years. But rats. Huh. Hmm. I want to find a rat and tickle it now. See what happens. All right, we're going to finish up with our last line of today's article, which says, however, scientists are not sure why we experience this type of tickling. Maybe they need to do more tickling studies.
I don't want to be involved in that
either. All right, well, that's all the time we have for our article today. But before we go, we're going to get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is all about being ticklish. We just finished talking about that. So, I'm going to ask Tiffany, are you ticklish or not? I think I know the answer already. Now, if you are, where are you ticklish?
I am very ticklish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should tell you everything.
No, just the normal places.
Every place, because people might surprise me if you tell them everything. But yeah, definitely the armpit.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the waist.
Right in here, right?
Yeah,
that's
but
the normal
I'm kind
place.
Of immune to that, a little bit immune to that now, because too many people
tickle you there.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, I'm on guard. And it's I'm not that sensitive anymore.
Right.
And there's this one part on your knee. So on your knee, you know how people do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that gets you.
Yes. And my foot. My feet.
That's my big one. My feet are very ticklish. I'm ticklish all over.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tickle my feet, I might kick you because it's tickling me. And it can get very annoying if you do it a lot. And so if you're annoying me and you're tickling my feet, you better watch out because I might just get you.
So no foot massages for you.
No foot massages for me. All right. Are you guys ticklish? I bet you are. If you are, where are you ticklish? Have a tickle fight with your friends.
Don't get us,
though.
She might kick you.
Yeah. Now, that's all the time we have today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Those among us who are ticklish know how annoying it is when someone reaches for our armpit. Yet, why can't we tickle ourselves? A. Because we're not sure how to. B. Because our brain knows what we're trying to do. C. Because it's the same as scratching. You should be tickled pink if you chose B. We know when we're trying to tickle ourselves, so it doesn't work. Our brain knows what we're doing, and it also controls our reaction to ticklish feelings. When someone else tries, though, we laugh because we don't know what they'll do. There are two kinds of ticklish sensations. One kind of tickling doesn't make us laugh, but gives us goosebumps instead. This ticklish feeling, which is in response to a light touch on the skin, can protect us from dangerous insects or animals. On the other hand, the deep, laughing type of tickling only happens in humans, apes, and possibly rats. However, scientists are not sure why we experience this type of tickling. Vocabulary Review.
Tickle. Bill made his sister scream with laughter by tickling her. Brain. Use your brain and think about this before you make a decision. Control. You can use this button to control the volume of the TV. Reaction. What was Derek's reaction to the big news? Protect. Roofs protect us from the rain and bad weather. Insect. A large group of flying insects was buzzing around my head.